Simen Shin Yud Zayin, Dinei Kshira Ve'Aniva B'Shabbos. This Simen Bezus Hashem will be learning the Halachos of Kosher and Matir and Shabbos. The Simen looks like a simple Simen, Hilchos Kshira U'Matir, Kosher U'Matir. But we'll see Bezus Hashem through the Shiurim that his Halachos are from the Halachos HaChamurois that are Negea every Shabbos, every week, to every person. There's a lot of halachas that are not known, like by tying shoes, etc. To start this halacha, I want to be magdim with a Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpot, Simen Lamedalet, Seif Chof Dalet. Shulchan Aruch brings down the follows. Kol mi she'idu olav, she'ovar aveira ploinis, Edim came that he did a aveira. Aval pishalo hitruboy, no one was matre him, that it's asu. Shari ein aloike, you don't get malchus if it's no asroi. Even so, you posul eidus. Vehu, shchonoch is mamshich. Sheovar al dvorim sheposhat b'Yisroel shem aveire. That everyone knows that it's asu. Avol, but, im ra'u oiver al dovor shekorov ha'oisa li yoshegek. If they saw him oiver an aveire, that it's lightly that he's a shegek. Tzrichim la'aziroi, only if you're master him, and you warn him, then it becomes posuleidus. Ketzad. Ro'u kosher and matir v'shabbos. They saw him kosher and matir in Shabbos. Tying or opening a knot in Shabbos. Tzrichim lo idea shezechir Shabbos. Why? Pnei sherov ha'om einem yoidin zeis. Most people don't know this halacha. And the Ben Ish Chai and Pashas Kisiso writes down the follows. V'zeh l'shoinoi. Bechol ha'melochas ha'regilis etzel ha'odom, Shebenokel efshar shikoshel bohem, that it's easy for a person lightly to be over avere. Tzrichim ashgoche b'yoisa. What is it? Meleches ha-kosher v'amatir. Sha'odom rogil v'ze v'me'achoy l'arba, he's used to it, v'yadayim askoni yisem b'dobo ze tomit. So you have to be really careful not to do kosher v'amatir. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a hakdome before he starts the seif. And we'll follow the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdome. B'gmore Amrinen, the Yeshkan Sholish Chalukas. And the Gmore is Mevuel, that there's three different steps, three different Madregas, and Meleches Kosher. Sometimes it's a Chayev Chatas, it's a Melocha Deiraise. Sometimes, some cases, it's only a Isur Berabonan, and some a Mutar Lekatchile. So some a Chayev Chatas, some a Potur Abal Osur, Isur Berabonan, and some a Mutar Lekatchile. And there's two shittas in it. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Echot chayev chatos, echot potur aval osur, ve'echot mutar lekatchila. And there's two shittas in it. Shittas Arif ve'arambam, and shittas Rashi ve'arosh. Arif ve'arambam, and this is what the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you have to have two conditions to be chayev midei reis. It has to be meleches uman, and kesher shel kayom. It has to be a knot that a uman, a profession, person does, and it has to be a knot that is made forever. This is Deiraisa. If it has only one of these conditions, it's a Kesher Uman. Mishnah Berurah explains later that it means a very strong knot that doesn't open on its own. And Kesher Shel Kayama means a Kesher that is made forever. So again, if you have both of the conditions, you chayev Deiraisa. If you only have one of them, it's a very strong knot, the Kesher Shel Uman. Or, but it's not Shel Kayom, it's not forever. Or it's forever, but it's not a strong Kesher Shel Uman, it's a Yisur Derabanan. If it's missing both, it's not a Kesher Uman, and it's not made Le'olam, it's only made Le'zman, it's Mutar Lefishita Saramban. Or, Shita Sarashi Ve'arosh is no difference if it's Uman or it's not Uman. If it's made forever, the Reise, made for a time, a week, more from a week, month, the Rabbanon, less from a week, or maybe a day, is Muta. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah bring down two Shitas. Forever, the Reise, Lezman, the Rabbanon, for right away, it's Muta. What is right away, 24 hours, or right away is inside the week, two Shitas. But again, forever the Reise, for a while the Rabbanon, for right away, it's Muta. What is right away? A day. More from a day already is also, or a week, and only more from a week is also, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two Shittas. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. לשיט הסרי והרמה והמחבא דסוסם כבסאי ולשכנור פעלוס להם דין האוכי ואם הוא קשר של כיום וכן שדלגו שאיר כך לא אילו the knot is made for being forever this is the way normally you make this knot והיינו שנקויצו זמן מדייטה להתיר, he doesn't have a specific time that he's planning to open it, והוא קשר שעושו לעסקה עם תומית, and it's made forever, והוא גם כן מייסא אומן, חייב חטוס. ונסבר לכמון בסעיף הסעיף, מהו מייסא אומן. שנבור says that in the end of the סעיף, we will learn what is a מייסא אומן. Really dear, it's not so clearly, the Ramo just brings down that a double knot, we חושש that it's a קשר אומן. But the Mishnah Berurah means that the Rambam says, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, that every strong knot that doesn't open on his own is considered a kesher uman. Vimu kesher shel kayomo ve'ene ma'ase uman, ma'ase uman, but not a kesher shel kayomo. Potter Rabbah also, this is the middle step. Ene ma'ase uman ve'ene kesher shel kayomo muto lekatchile. Das Rashi ve'arosh ve'shar poiskim. The Ritoli klal be'etzem a kesher in ma'ase uman. It's not make a difference if it is a ma'isa uman or not. Ela the ikar achiluku, the mukesher shel kayom or aynu, shedarko sheishor kach lo'olam, it's made forever. Chayev chatos. Ve'afirim u ma'isa hedyot, even if it's a hedyot. Mishnah Berurah explains, it has to be a normal knot that normally doesn't open. But it's not like a kesher uman that for sure will never open. Ve'imendarko likosher rak lezman, the derech is to make it only for a while. Potur avalosu. The domik tzaz shel kayom, it looks like a kesher shel kayom. Ve'afilim u'maisa hedye. Ve'im darku le'atiroi be'oiso ayoy ma'amesh in the same day, muto le'katchile, even that is a maisa uman. De'ein shem kesher olo. Ve'yesh oyim ve'kol mishadarku le'atir v'techshiv asiyom, im'arevik mishadarku le'atir bo'oiso ayoyim. All the 7 days. U'me'ata yisbaru divrei ha'mechaba v'arav al nocher. We'll see later, the Mishnah Berurah says that b'shas ha'tzoyrech, you could be samech till 7 days. Me'ikar adin, the Mishnah Berurah is machriya. We'll see in the Biur Haloche, and see if Daret, Shemokim HaTzerech, you could be makel if the derech is to open it in 7 days. But lekatchile, it's mashman that you have to be machmir. And like this, he writes down in Sif Kodm Chof Alef, Chof Tes, and Sharatzion, and Simen Shin Chof Ches, Sif Kodm Nun Beis, and then Simen Shin Yudaret, Sif Kodm Mendalet. That if it's made for more from a day, like Atchile, we don't tie it and we don't matter it in Shabbos. This is the Akdome, two Shitas. And the Ramo follows the second Shita. So Shitas HaRambam, Uman and Kayome Chatos, one of them, the Rabbonon, and if it's missing both conditions, it's Mutar. The Firashi and the Rosh, the Ramo is Choshesh to their Shita. Forever the Reisel is Man, the Rabbonon, and from less than that, it's Mutar. Now, and this Akdome, we have to be moisif two or three more things. First thing, the Mishnah Berurah really speaks out. So, lefi Rashi, it doesn't need to be a ma'ase uman. And lefi the Rambam, it needs to be a ma'ase uman. What is exactly a ma'ase uman? A real professional knot, that the Baal Umnes could do it. Mishnah Berurah and Biur Halacha is not, it means something very strong. This is ma'ase uman. And then he really wonders, so lefi Rashi, it doesn't have to be so strong. And he explains, but it has to be that it's meant and it could stay forever. If not, it's not a kesher de'eraisa. Now, what is the pshat kesher shel kayomo? That is osur le'oilom. It means that the person has in das to do it forever. The lashon of Mishnah Berurah we saw is darkoi. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some is achoinim le'not like that, and he's choilek, and he says that even if the person does it for a short while, if the derech of the kesher is made forever, it's a kesher de'eraisa. He answers, why you're not allowed to make a tzitzis in Shabbos? What is the problem? Make it of Kvei Yasekash and make the tzitzis in Shabbos and open it Motzei Shabbos. Zot the Teres of the Bismar says the answer, because the kesher of tzitzis is made forever. Even if you make it shortly, you chayev chatos. It's the Rabbanon chayev chatos. Shmuel Zalman says a bit different. If you would leave it forever, just you opening it because of the Isur of Shabbos, this for sure keeps it the kesher shel kayomo. Because really, the kesher you would leave forever. But that's the shita of Mishnah Berurah. What would be the opposite? If the kesher is made normally for one day, and you want it forever, Reb Nissim Kareli told that it's also. And the Mishnah Berurah only said it lechumra. You go basar his das. But Ravada, the Mishnah Berurah said lechumra. You don't go basar his das. And if the kesher is made forever, it's also, even if you had a das to make it shortly. But if it's made for short and you have a das forever, avada, it's also. And I saw the Mishnah Halacha is mistapik about it. And nevertheless, a thing that doesn't have a klal, stop. Some people do it like that. Some people do it like that. There's no klal. Then for sure you go basal your das. This is one klal that we have to know. The second klal that we have to know is, a kesher that is made forever is also. What would it be if it's made for a couple of days, and then you will never open it, but you're planning to throw it? I'll give you the example. You take out a garbage bag, you make a double knot, and you're throwing it to the garbage. It's called lizman, or forever. We'll see later the halachas of a double knot. So, but you'll make a knot in a bow. Now, you don't need it forever. From your point, after it's inside the garbage, the bag could open. It's considered la'olam. From your point, you never planning to open it. Or it's considered lizman. You tie the lulav, and then you throw it away. A diaper. You finish to change the baby, you tie up the diaper, you stick back the stickers of the diaper. It's called teufa. It's a tefillah lizman. If you're doing it, then you're going to throw it. You're not planning to open it after it. So you're doing it lizman that will stay forever, but you don't need it forever. Shulazam in the beginning wanted the aser, and later he was choizan, he was matter it. Brings on a manual diskin that is mistapic about it. And then Ishma Savrom, he brings down the Rebbe Yashi, who wanted to be choishish, it's very negea. A person has to have a bandage, and he has to tie a bandage. But he sticks a plaster, he's never planning to open it after it. He's planning to cut the other side and take it off. So it's lo'ilam b'lezman, he's trying to throw it away. This is the shayla, if it's asur or mutter. Like at chila, we choishish to the shittas that asur, and we throw garbage out in Shabbos, not to make a knot, just to close it, not to tie the diaper, not to stick the diaper when you change a baby, just to put it in the bag. We'll start to see now, keseda, the Mishnah Bura, keseda radvori. Hakoishar kesher shel kayoma. A person who makes a knot, a kesher shel kayoma. Vehu ma'isa uman chayav. This is the first sheet in the Chabad that goes like the Rambam. And if you have a kesher shel kayoma, en a ma'isa uman is chayav kigoin kesher agamolim, kesher asaponim, v'kisher retzuas min olay, v'sandol shekoyshim haratzonim b'shas asiyos. So in four cases, gamolim, saponim, camels, boats, shoes and sandals. V'chen kol kayoitze b'zit. Avol, but a kosher kesher shel kayoma ve'en a ma'isa uman. But this is Shitas Amechabala, Shitas Arambam, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Kesher shel kayoma sifkot nalef. Ve'afilu le me'adek shapir v'yochel atir v'achas miyodov chayav. Kevon de le'nita me'atzmoy. This is the Gemara, even that you could open it with one hand, it's called a kesher shel kayoma. Kesher ha'gamolim. Mishnah Berurah explains that it's two parts that we tie by the camel. You make a hole in his nose, and you put it like a ring from leather, and you tie it. This stays there forever. That is called kesher agamolim et yichayim. It's not meant to open. So that ring, later you tie another string, and with that you tie it to the pole. You don't want the camel to run away. The second string is not a kesher that is omed forever. There you're not chayev. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. So you've got an alef. Base. Kesher agamolim shenoikim legamol v'choit. May they make a hole. V'noisim v'itabas shel ritzua. V'koshur moise v'emed ha'shom lo'oilom. U'ksheroitze l'koshroi. Koisha ritzu aruke boise tabas. The koishim upeom shematiro. Voise kesher arishen u kesher agamolim. Shu kesher shel kayoma. And the same thing in the boat. If God and Gimel, the kesher asaponim. Gamuke min tabas oise min aritzu. Benekim shemeroisha sfina. The same thing, they make a hole in the boat in the side. They put a ring and they tie it. And to that, they tie another string. Voise kesher miskayim tomit. Kshiroitze lamido, when you want to tie the boat to the deck. Koisher etzua boise tabas umamido bo. Kshoretz latir umata etzua venoitla. Boise kesher arishin shel tabas ukesher asapone. B'shas asiyosim of the shoes, you have the bottom part and you take leather and you tie it to both sides. B'shas asiyosim aino hakesher shekoishim utechaminol shlo yituch al haretzua losis vukayim lo'ilom. This is shita samechaber. Hagoyen, the Ramo, v'yesh cholkim, shesvirlu, de kol kesher shel kayom, o afilu shel hetyet chayovim olov. This is Shidas Aramot, or we Choshesh, Shidas Rashi in the Rosh, that even if it's not Uman, if it's a Kesher Shel Kayoma, it's Chayev. The Mishnah Berurah inside, the Kol Kesher Shel Kayoma, Ayinu Shein Dalto Le'atir Elo'ilu. V'deo Zo Pliga HaMechaber, Gam Meshe'inu Shel Kayoma, V'hu Maisa Hediot. V'edai Deshizkai HaKesher Eizu Zman. The Mishnah Berurah says here a very simple Chiddush. What if it's made for a while, not forever, but it's not a Maisa Uman? L'fi the Rambam, if it's not a Uman and it's not forever, it's Mutar. Masha'enke l'fi Rashi and the Rosh, forever the Raisa, even if it's not Uman, l'zman, even if it's not Uman, is a Osu. And only if it's made for one day or for a week, then it's Mutar l'katchile. The l'amechaber Mutar, if it's made l'zman, if it's not Uman. U'l'deo zu potur aval Osu, the domikta l'kesher shikayomu. Now we're saying that it's also for a week, for 2 weeks, it's also awesome in the Rabbanon. What would it be if it's less than that? So here's the question. Some shittas hold that it's mutter only if it's for one day, and some hold that it's mutter even for 7 days. Only one day is mutter. The also the katchila more from that, and there are shniur kol shematir v'tira v'tor shemasiyomim lemikra shekayom eklal umuta lekatchila uvid ramo inside v'yesh oimrim shekol kesher shen osu lehatir b'oisiyem atmoi mikra shel kayom adan es osu v'yesh makilim loimar de'ad shemasiyomim lemikra shel kayom. Shnebu explains if kot nivov b'oisiyem atmoi elo lemocho, it's already also lefin the first shita. Aber im osu lehatir b'lel motzi Shabbos, it's the same day lemikra shel kayom eklal umuta lekatchila. Umi, what if he does it by Lel Shabbos, and he's planning to matter Shabbos by day? Also, it's muta. Ava gav deini mamish oisoyim. Mikol mokim shlema de shori. The kol pochis mesrim arba shoris if it's less than 24 hours beyoyim mikri. And what is the achroy we said lekatchila? We choishish or b'shayas atzeir the bi'aloch and sifdal. It says you could be makel till 7 days. Now the Shulchan Aruch is mamshich the second part of the Rambam. Kesher she'ena shel kayome, but it's. And it's not a Maisa Uman, Mutar LeKosher LeKatchila. So again, Maisa Uman VeKayome DeRaisa. One of them, the Rabbanon. Eine Shel Kayome VeEine Maisa Uman, Mutar LeKosher LeKatchila. VeChel Einin HaTorosei, Dine Kmo Yom Kshirosei. What is Mutar to tie is Mutar to open. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Rotzeh Lomar, Dimukesh HaShechem Al Kishuro, He Chayev Al Heteiro. If you Chayev when you tie it, you Chayev when you open it. Because she potur, aval osur, and mutar lekatchile, gam be'eteiru ken. Now he brings down a Rambam in brackets, kol kesher shemutar le'atiru, have a kesher that you're allowed to open. Im ein ha'yochol le'atiru, if you can't open it, mutar le'naske imud le'tzerech. He's allowed to tear it, to snap it. Ve'elazis ke bifnei ha'meoret, shel yovel le'okel yoysen. But it's mashma that a kesher that you're not allowed to open, you're not allowed to tear. We'll see, as different cases, some poskim want to say that if you need the food, you do allow to. Some say that it's better in such a case just to tear the bag. For example, you have a knot that you cannot be mati and you have food inside. So some want to say that Avad Mishnah Berurah says a kesher you're not allowed to open, you're not allowed to tear. The shayla is if you're trying to get to the food. Some say even so, only to open the bag. Some say, b'chai gavmi, you could tear the knot. But not to open the knot, for sure not. The bir halacha here is marich. We know there's a lot of poskim that hold you have to have matir al menas likshoy. Shechen hoyo b'mishko. You're allowed to, the issur of matir is if you're doing it al menas likshoy. I'll give you an example. You have a shoe, you have a knot, but the shoe already is not tied strong, it's loose, and you're not comfortable. You want to open the knot and retie the shoe. This is matir al menas likshoy. But if you have food in a bag, and you open the bag because you want to get to the food, it's not matir al menas likshoy. But you're doing it with a tayalis. You need to get to the bag, to the food inside. Or you matter the shoe because you want to take off the shoe, not because you want to tie it on tomorrow. So the shayla, if you have to have matter as lichshur, the bir halacha here is marich, that if you have a tikkun in the maisa kshire and the maisa heter, even if it's not a menas lichshur, you chayev also. So shayla, every time koyse of menas limchoik. I'm sorry, if it has to be real, amenas lichtoiv, if you have a tayalis, it's a shtar choiv and you want to erase it, etc., you want to fix a wall that has some writing on it, Here the Biralocha is noted that Matir with a Toyeles is Chayev, even if it's Shilei HaMenas Likshar, but it's a separate issue, and I don't want to go into it. Ech Shilei, even Shilei HaMenas, Avada to Yisro the Rabbanon. The Ramor is Mamshich. And Mechaber is Mamshich. Keitzah. Nifsek Oloi Retzua V'Kshoro. Nifsek HaChevel V'Kshoro, Yishikosha HaChevel Bedli, Yishikosha HaResen HaBeime, הרי זה פוצו וכל ביועצה באלו. Why? שכיועצה כל אלו בהקשורים שהם מייסה הדיות. וכל אודם כוי שרויסם לקיום. Here you have a קשר של קיום with a מייסה הדיות. And it's פוצו אבל אוסו. And now the מחבר says the last part. כל קשר שאינו של קיום. אבל אם קשור הוא קשר אומן, הרי זה אוסו. אומן ודעת קיום, קיום ודעת אומן, אומן אז אוסו. משנה ברורה. Ketzer nisigad l'elkoi b'shel kayom v'ayinu ma'ase uman the potur avalos. Chevel b'dli atol yishom al piya be'er lishem ma'im. Takes water from the well. She'edo shel kayom v'ayinu afilu b'shel asoi la'adu b'yisri ma'atzumoi. Osu l'de'azu kevin shel asoi ma'ase uman. Shitas ha'rambam uman. Even if it's for one day, it's osu. Forever, without uman is osu. For a couple days, without uman is muta. לפי רשי, if it's for one day, even if it's Uman, it's Muta. אבל לפי the Rambam, Uman. Even if it's for one day, it's also with the Rabbanon. Then the Mechaber brings down another Aloch. ולצרך מצווה, שכושר לימדו את איכו משורי תרם, מותר לקשור קשר שאין של קיום. Even if it's a מייסה Uman. So for צרך מצווה חזר ומתיר. היינו שכושר שליחבולים ביחד משנבור הספקות י"א, כדי שיוכל לימדה בהם שיר מקווה. מותר לקשור, היינו אפילו אם הוא מייסר אומן, דילה ואוכי אפילו בלי מצווה שורי, if it's not קשר של קיום לפי דמחבר. ומהר כשיהיה אפשר בניין אחר, that he has to do a מייסר אומן. דילה ואוכי יעשינו מייסר הדיית העני ולבד ואימדת בוי, ולא יצטרך לאתר יסר דרבונן, יאונה לב תבימטר יסר דרבונן. So זה התרב צריך מצווה, איבא במייסר אומן. So he's allowed to do the kesher she'ena shel kayom. Hainu afilu imosu lezman. Because kol zman it's not le'olam lefi de Rambam, it's the Rabbanon. Kotzav mismeir, shema she'edik ha'shulchan aruch de'mamakim mitzvah mutar, hu rak das ha'Rambam ve'atur. Aval rashi ve'ateis bar tenur asher mitzadeh de kesher ha'osu afilu mamakim mitzvah ayin shel. He brings down a second shita. Now we're not matri b'mamakim mitzvah. I want to be matri. The first shita holds b'mamakim mitzvah is mutar. Second shita is machmir. The shita is matter b'mokim mitzvah, the way the Shulchan Aruch writes it down, it's a case, if uman, she'ena shel kayoma. What if it's shel kayoma ve'ena yuman? Lefi the Rambam. Or shel kayoma lezman l'shita seinu. Lefi the first shita, it's mutter. Even the tur that holds, like Rashi and the Rambam, brings down the heter of tzarech mitzvah. That if it's made lezman, lefi the tur, or le'olam, without a mitzvah, lefi the Rambam, it's mutter le'tzarech mitzvah. Not the regular case, because why he has to do it le'olam? Zoktav Shona Zalman. The easier case is that it's a uman, but he's not doing it le'olam. But to find the case of le'olam without a uman, or lezman without a uman, it's a mitzvah, why he has to do it? Okay, we said already that if it's a kesher, that this is the derech, even if he does it shelo le'olam, kulu he doesn't help. So it's not such a taine that it's not so shchiach to find a case if le'olam shelo kayom le'tzarech mitzvah, why he has to do it le'olam? Because maybe it's darke b'kach. We have to know. Mikol b'koim, the shit is that a matr tzarech mitzvah is matr and evi de rabbon. And it's the guy, I saw the Mishnah Aloch, a person has a bag. It's tied with a knot. It was made for a while. Has it in kesher? You allowed to open it or not? No. Kishem she'osu likshir osu le'atir. But he needs the chalas v'shabbos. צריך מצווה לפי דפי שיטה, היא ביהלה אותו. הוא עושה גבי נפקי מינס להלוכה. או, היא עשה תאי לסוף התאירה. צריך מצווה. לזמן הבי מותר, אם הוא עושה גבי קבל דייס. הוא עושה וייטר דרמו. ויש שו אמרי. ויש לי זוהר שלו להתיר שום קשר שהוא שנקשור עם זה על גבי זה. ואין לנו פקים איזה מקרי קשר של אומן. ואפילו בשעינה של קיום, אוסור לקשור, והוא הדין להתיר, וכן נויגים. The Ramo brings down a chumre not to do a double, not in Shabbos. Even that it's lezman, even if it's for one day, because we choshish that it's called a Maisa Umen, and we choshish lefi the Rambam, that Maisa Umen lezman is also. See the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nudalet. The Yesh Leizor, Pirush came with the Larif Ve'aramam, also the Katchile Be'umen, afilu kshematir boi be'yoim, kshekoi, ve'ein anu b'kiim, mahu kesher shel Umen, u'mistabre, the kol kesher shekoi shumai say, hey, they keitev avi shel Umen, lochen anu nizorim b'chol kesher shu shel shnei kshorim, the shnei kshorim ha v'kesher amit, ומשקוסף שום קשר הצלם אפילו איסם הקשור עבור לכמון דמות הוליך שוב לאטר אנו דווקא בקשר רכות so the Ramo is choishes בשתי קשורים for shit as a Rambam even to do it לזמן the Mishnah Berurah says why because שתי קשורים is דובר אמיץ so we choishes that it's called a קשר של אומה very interesting שרת שובה brings down here because of a בירקה יוסף בגלילוסינו פשוט המין הגלישתו שתי קשורים בחגורי סוב אשר במויסנו, שאינו של קיום אבו של אדיר, ולאז נחש לו, אלא מיוטה דמיוטה. Here's the shot, people have a coat, they have a belt, instead of putting the belt and belting the belt, they just make like a double knot, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not? Some people have a tichel, snood, and they have a double knot, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Shemazaman Erbach wants, Reb Nissim Kareli says it that it's also, Shemazaman Erbach wants to say, only if you do it tight, it's called like Maisa Uman. If it's not tight, it's not called a Maisa Uman. A tight knot makes it Maisa Uman. If it's not tight, it's not considered a Maisa Uman. The Mele it's Mut. The Mele Itain is that it's Mut. There's the Psalm of Shemazaman. Now, there's another Shaila, a double knot. What would it be if a person has a shoe. So maybe I'll go before that. So something very interesting comes out. We have a double knot that is also. Because maybe it's a Maisa Uma. Maybe not. If a double knot is not a Maisa Uma, or the double knot, we choshesh that a Maisa Uma is also. So what is the case that the Shulchan Aruch said that it's a Maisa Uma, that it's also, and we hold that it's Muta? So we're saying a double knot is a Maisa Uman. And we choshesh to Shita Saramba. Now, what is the case that it's not a Maisa Uman? And do we say that it's Muta? Lefi the Rambam, and Lefi the Mishneh Berurah, Lefi the Shulchan Aruch, Lefi the Ramo, it's Osur Lezman. Again, Maisa Uman, we choshesh that it's also even for one day. But if it's not a Maisa Uman, then we pass him that Lezman, Zog the Ramo, we choshesh that it's also. What is the case? A double knot. The Ramo said to be Machmir. You do one doesn't hold. It's not even a kesher. For sure you're allowed. So Shum Zaman says, if it be a metal string, so even after one it holds, so the ready will be also. It's not a Maisa Uman. Then if you do it Lezman, it'll be also. Could be a better case. Shechono brings down later and see if, hey, if you have one knot, I know, one time you tie, instead of do a double knot, on top of it you do a bow. So it holds the bottom one knot to go away. Chai Gavne, it's also to do it, le'oilom, meaning. It has a shame kesher, but not a kesher shel uma. So le'oilom, it's de'iraise. Lezman, it's de'rabonon. Fi de'rambam, le'oilom, it's be also mit de'rabonon. Lezman, it's be muter. So we could have the case, you have a knot and a bow on top of the knot. Deer is not a Maisa Uman. A double knot is a Maisa Uman and the Ramo is Choshesh Lezman. This is what everyone knows. You don't do a double knot in Shabbos, in Yeshu, even Lezman. But a bow on top of the knot, deer, you're allowed to do it.